Welcome back to another Bite episode. This is Jibs' second appearance this season.
Oh my
Welcome
gosh.
Back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, we miss you.
I miss you guys.
So, you know, I know the fans miss you because every time we go out, somebody always mentioned, hey, when's James going to be on the episode? And I was like,
He's a fan favorite for sure.
Yeah, definitely a fan favorite.
It means a lot.
Definitely a fan favorite. Well, JP, you brought us a crazy beer.
Yes. Let's just try to get this out. Trismegistus.
Or as Google Translate says. Hold on. Google Translate.
Trismegistus.
I think I did pretty good. There we go.
Let's all try to say it.
Let's try to say it.
Trismegistus.
There you go.
Trismegistus.
I'm going to chop it up as L. Okay.
Right, now that we got the name out of the way, this is a banger from Brujos Brewing. You guys should know we've already had them a few times on the podcast. Love getting their crazy shit, and this one is definitely one of those. Almost drank it like three times because I was waiting to get together with these guys, but I didn't feel like not doing it on the podcast, so I resisted the urge. And this one is a collab with North Park and Fidence. So think about it.
Ooh.
Three banger breweries coming together to put their magical touch on this. So let's get into it. It's going to be a triple dry hop, triple hazy IPA. Ooh. Featuring Nelson, Nelson Cryo, Nelson Hop Keef, Citra, Citra Cryo, Citra 702, Rokawa, and Galaxy.
702?
So I'm going to tell you right now, out of all of those hops that you just listed, look at this beautiful color.
Oh, yeah. Nice, creamy.
Yeah, you're cute. I don't have as much niceness as you guys have.
Yeah, but this color is phenomenal.
Cheers. Yeah, beautiful color.
I feel like when you like pour a beer, you can kind of tell like based off of the color in a glass, like, oh, this shit fucks, you know?
Most definitely. I mean, it looks like orange juice. It smells like a bouquet of flowers, and you're just like, dude.
Just everything's going on when you taste this.
Wow. So, JB, I have to ask you this before we get into this beer. Brewery. Where has this moved up on your list? Because I feel like you have so many favorite breweries now.
It's so
like,
tough.
Where is this ranking on the list?
So, Brewhouse is just one of those ones where right now, like, all the hype's there. Every release, people want to get it. They were even at the Beer Zombies 420 event. They've been on tap two other times, I think, for events. And, God, everything's just been so good. The hype's traveling around. People are crazy, like selling four packs for like $65-$70.
Oh
my gosh. The hype is definitely there because people want that crazy flavor, everything packed in, and he does such a good job of just not only collabing with people and finding signature ways to incorporate their style into his beer, but like his just base style of what he makes, he just knows what he's doing and makes great beer across the board. This one though, special, because obviously like when I taste it, I get kind of some of that North Park. I think I do get a little bit more of like the fit-ins, whatever you want to call them, signature like triple IPA taste, like Triple Jasper, my favorite beer of all time. I definitely get some of that influence, but then you get that rich creaminess from Brujos. Like that's all his bigger beers have, that nice rich creaminess texture and taste on the body, which is hard because we just had a beer on another episode that was like clear, still 9.2%, super close to the percentage of this one. I think this one's like 9.6, and that one was like clear. This one super hazy, so much flavor, so much aroma going on.
Two different ends of the spectrum of the IPAs here.
Definitely.
And I will definitely say with this one right here, first thing that took away is what Heron said, is it looks like orange juice, but then it smells like flowers. And with just having just the sips that I've had so far, you definitely get the North Park signature, you get the creaminess from Brujos, and then you also get the Fidence triple signature taste. So like for you to get all three of that in there, that just shows you how awesome this beer is.
Yeah, like this beer definitely lives up to hype for me. But Heron, kind of what are you tasting? What's going on for you? Because I know you get some interesting flavors and could pick out some different notes.
I mean, this is just beyond beer. This it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience. Like, you almost get like a little coconut off the nose.
Yeah, it's like almost like a tropical like smell, right? Like you get floral for sure, but you kind of almost get like a mangoey, like
Oh, for
tropical,
sure.
Tropical, maybe like you said, coconut, like just.
Yeah, wow. It's just, it's crazy. You know, you get like the stereotypical like citrus, stone fruit, whatever the hell. And then when you go ahead and take that sip, same thing pops out at you. But then like there's like a beautiful sweetness. And it's met with like a hot greenness that's not like harsh at all. No. And of course, all of this with the mouthfeel of just pillowy softness. And then after that's done, you finish with kind of like a very nice like green salad. You know, like when salads are a little bitter and you're just like, okay, cool. Like I feel healthy after drinking this
thing. Yeah, which is a weird thing, right? Because it keeps you coming back for more. Like it's that's so what it kind of gets you. Like you get all the sweetness, the aroma, the creaminess, the mouthfeel is just crazy. And then at the end, gives you like just the right amount of like bitterness, hoppiness to be like, yes, that's a beer, right? It like brings you full circle. Like
it's as good as a beer can get. Like honestly, like, that's where I'm at. Everybody else can speak their mind, and I'll just be sitting here.
I forgot how good an IPA tastes like. These last two, I just don't drink IPAs when I'm out in public, really. But these two IPAs are like pinnacle for me. Yeah.
Pinnacle?
Ooh. Yeah, pinnacle. Ooh. So when I think of an IPA, I want you to pour this shit in my cup. Like,
give it to me, please. This is what you want. You're like, bartender, give me the good shit. Like,
yeah. It's almost full nude beach in Spain.
Ooh, I was just about to ask you. It's almost there. I gotta ask, what was gonna be the James?
It's everything off, but maybe half the sock didn't come off. So.
Damn. So like, it's just like it didn't make it off. It's just covering the toesies.
It's like a 4.7. It's so good.
So the socks are just covering the toesies.
Yeah, just maybe halfway between the arch of the foot there a little bit. You know, trying to get off. You know,
a 4.7. Damn, yeah. I didn't expect that from James, to be honest. I thought
this style too.
Yeah, I thought this was gonna be one of those beers that
you said
James
Nelson,
was
right?
Like, yeah,
I'm in love with Nelson, baby.
Oh man. You know what? I thought you were gonna rate this one like lower than a 4.7.
Oh, and interesting!
You surprised me. See, this is why we gotta have you on the episode now.
These are so good.
Yeah, because it's weird. Because they do like a Nelson blend here. It's like Nelson Crow and Nelson Hop Keef. So there's just so much going on there, but balances out with those other flavors.
For sure.
So we all kind of talked about this beer. I feel like there's not much left to talk about this beer besides like what
ratings
our ratings and stuff. So I'm gonna hit with the rapid here.
Yes.
JB, you're first. What's the rating?
Dude, I would drink this all the time, man. Let's give it a 5.
Oh shit!
Damn, he dropped the big fiver.
Oh man,
Heron, you said this is more than enough of a beer.
Finish the last bit in the can.
So what is your rating?
It's as good as a beer can get.
So I would take as a
5 out of 5 from Heron. Holy shit!
Oh, well, I think this is a first.
Yeah.
I really do think from Heron's point of view.
From Heron's point of view? Well, guess what?
The hype is real.
You know what? The glazing over here, you guys heard it here first. The glazing has been phenomenal from all of us. And we're going to give it 3 5s. It's a 5 for me, too.
Oh, God. Now I feel terrible.
But, James, this isn't a style that you normally have.
No, it's not.
Right, yeah. So,
but, I mean, 4.7 is like really high.
Yeah, so it's understandable. For us who drink IPAs all the time and like seek out for IPAs, for us to give it a 5 is...
I need you guys to be seekers for me. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. We can definitely do that. For you,
yeah, please.
But I will say, fellas, what a fucking beer. Can't wait for the next one that we have with James. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.